This poem was originally published in Blood and Honey Lit Mag, and is being republished with Shine International Poetry Series. Mama Said Be Nice, by Chris Cads. You don't expect to serve mashed potatoes and steak for breakfast. Don't expect to find urine in a tub, or have sympathy for the assaulter who pissed in it. I've learned to let expectations fly like ashes. When the men retire, so do the rules instilled by their mothers. They'll swim in the deep end of the pool, tiptoe into the kitchen, sneak a cookie after bedtime. I know now that two things can be true at once. That the mush can be unappetizing and filling. That a room can be full of memories and empty of soul. That you can pity the mouse in the trap, while being glad he can no longer bite. I don't like the way it all went down. I wouldn't wish a life behind curtain bars on anyone. But when we finally remove flesh-colored food, scrub stains from the ceramic tub, and open the door for the new resident, I'm happy to see it's a woman. When We Fall, by Paper Trail Poetry. When we fall, we give back to the soil that nurtured us. Seasonally, we are compost, yes, but life-giving, nonetheless. When we fall, our roots are ruptured. We are bare. Decay tightens its cold, rotten grasp, but hope shall not be choked out. When we fall, the way forward is paved with opportunity. So make room for grace to replant you come spring, where you'll stretch in sunlight again. The Graduate, by Katrina Walsh. On the vesper of March, I pulsed through the desert, ever the vague reclot of the bloodline. Kotobia's minaret catnapped before me, steepled in sandstone, a moonshot missile lullabied by ouds and kittens bare-bellied midnight mules. Medina mazes assuaged by cloud confetti orange blossoms. Palls of scent spawn in arabesque spells through souk's keyhole arches. I woke with muezzin's call to prayer, parched, perplexed, by agafe air, caught in my glottis as cockcrow came, florid gown gone, no call to cross campus with tasseled cap, like a gored Rorschach blot. The gashed waddle of a prize grouse, or a stray tide's red-stained froth rim, raked far from shipwreck wraiths. Instead, I conferred with cordial drivers and spinning-top Sufis in fractured French, sipped rose syrup tea in a turquoise courtyard of a trillion druzy star-strewn tiles, fled, in secret, beneath the furtive folds of an opalite skirt, shed my pelt. The Forest, by Maria B. Ben. We tasted the ache like a familiar cocktail, one we hoped to never drink again. We took a branch that posed a danger and added more kindling, looked around for anything that would burn. We gathered and added until the branch became a forest and we couldn't see through to the other side. We felt betrayed and confused and didn't understand how we got there. We stood on opposite ends of this forest and felt the weight of a growing terror. But at the exact moment when we reached for a box of matches to burn it all down, we remembered that trees have branches and began to climb. From the top, in the clear, crisp air, we could see that the forest wasn't a forest at all, just a few trees that we could help each other navigate through. So we climbed back down and cleared the weeds and made a path, and together celebrated the trees for what they were before walking out the other side. Together. Good Things. She remembers that you get to pick where you want to sit at IHOP, and she knows exactly where she wants to sit. She notices we are wearing the same outfit. Bike shorts and shirts with sleeves that are too big. Two women pick their favorite booth. She clocks their enthusiasm, content to share the experience, knowing the good things in life come easy.
Winter Marmalade, by Matthew D. Albertson. When the days of midnight sun are past, a gnawing grows within, a pit of need. not for want of food or drink. No, it is the dark itself I yearn to eat. Grown in gloaming hours, that of thy heart, whene'er thy sorrows fruit like sour violet crab-apples, I lust to pluck them all from limb and ground, those succulent woes, thy nighttime dread, to me is most preservative, a nourishing filling decadent jam. Oh, let me in thy late autumnal orchard, ripe with crop and tang and rot, let me gorge upon thy noxious crop of melancholia. I thank thee, and take sparingly, greedily. Yet I've left a gift behind, still warm upon thy windowsill, a saccharine colic, winter marmalade.